Willkommen zum Gleislots-Podcast.
Dear listeners, welcome to our podcast. Today we will talk about diversity in Spain and specifically diversity in a Spanish law firm. My name is Martin Viciano. I'm a corporate M&A partner at Gleislots and the country relationship partner for Spain. Also, I'm the diversity representative of Gleislots and a member of our LGBT plus network Unique. Today, I'm sitting in the digital recording studio with Elisabeth de Nadal. Elisabeth is partner at our best friend's law firm, Cuatro Casas. Cuatro Casas is one of the absolute top law firms in Spain, and through our European network, we have the delight of working with them very closely on numerous matters. Elisabeth is ESG director and coordinator of business and human rights. Buenos días, Elisabeth. Es un placer hablar contigo sobre diversidad. Thank you for being here today and taking the time to talk about diversity.
Buenos días, Martin. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. To start, could you tell our listeners why this topic is important for you and what diversity means at Cuatro Casas?
Well, I think diversity is part of the DNA of our firm. We are a diverse team of lawyers and support staff, and we define ourselves as a diverse team. It is important for me, not only for my role as a director of our own and internal ESG at the firm, but also as part of my practice. I coordinate the business and human rights practice. So this diversity is a key issue, both on my practice and my internal role at the firm. Cuatro Casas applies diversity in all the stages of the relationship with our terms, from recruitment. We apply diversity in our recruitment policies. We look of new talent, both in private and public universities. We look from new talent in all our jurisdictions, prioritizing local talent in all the countries that we have offices. And we set objective requirements to recruit people independently on other aspects as gender, sexual expression or orientation, social background, or nationality. So it is a future that defines our team, and we're very proud of it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you live diversity at Cuatro Casas? Could you name some initiatives that exist at Cuatro Casas to enhance diversity? Are there opportunities to celebrate diversity at Cuatro Casas?
We try to be quite challenging with ourselves. So we have annual control of gender balance in all the categories and positions in our firm, both on the part of the lawyers and also the part of all the staff that support our services to the clients. We have given power to both human resources and our general management to review all the proposals for promotion that come from the different groups of our firm, so that they do not have a gender bias. We also enhance free and celebrating spaces for other areas of diversity, particularly LGBTIQ. We are accompanied by a professional counselor that ensures that everyone is trained on diversity, that there is a safe culture in the firm through ambassadors to promote concerns and demands of this community, particularly as regards to diverse gender expression or sexual orientation. We're very keen on promoting safe spaces with freedom of speech and share, so that something as usual as a speaking and sharing our personal lives becomes open and becomes free and becomes supported by everyone. At this regard, we have a specific group of ambassadors in all the offices. We are supported by a professional external team that has given all our teams training on LGBTIQ relationships and how to include in our firm's culture these safe and free spaces to share something that everyone does freely and comfortably, which is our personal life outside the firm.
Okay, to go one step back, what do you think, what are the biggest diversity challenges in Spain? I think Spain is traditionally seen as a Catholic country. Would you say that this affects how people see diversity in Spain?
I think there's part of a cliche on that. Spain is a diverse country from a variety of perspectives, political, territorial, cultural, religious. Diversity, I think it's part of our society. In the legal sector, I would say that the top issue has been, in the last years, gender diversity. Law firm has been worldwide, not only in Spain, sort of a men territory, and law firms have prioritized gender policies. But nowadays, other areas of diversity are also on the top of the agenda, particularly people with disabilities and LGBTIQ plus community. So I think not only Cuatro Casas, generally Spanish firms are taking sensitive steps in both areas. With regard to the cliche that Spain may have, or Spanish society may have more difficulties to face diversity, I think that I would suggest that it is a cliche and it is a bit out of date. Data shows that although near 60% of the Spanish population defines its religion belief as being Catholic, near half of this percentage says it does not practice Catholic religion. And in 2020, only 10% of the weddings were religious. Furthermore, Spain has approved the most advanced legislation on diversity and its position in the not only in the EU, but worldwide as a country whose laws protect rights and punish discrimination. An example of it would be that Spain was the third country to approve a law for marriage of people of the same sex. It dates back on 2005. Only Belgium and Holland had a law alike, and it was approved the same day that Canada enacted a similar law. So this sort of, I understand that from the outside, Spain is looked as a very traditional country, but I think that facts speak for themselves, and they are linked to our diverse population. As I said at the beginning, we are very diverse, both politically, territorially, and culturally. So diversity is in our DNA also.
After looking at Spain as the home country, so to say, Cuatro Casas is a truly global law firm nowadays. Is at home on almost every continent. What challenges and also what opportunities does this present for you?
I think the challenge is culture integration. Any big law firm that expands through different jurisdictions has this challenge, the respect for different cultures and different societal beliefs, keeping the core values of the firm on the table. So this balance between respecting other cultures, but keeping basic values of the firm, at the same time it's a challenge, gives us opportunities to advance more rapidly in certain parts of the globe where this gives us a competitive advantage. For example, in Latin America, we are seen of a very advanced law firm when recruiting talent in terms of diversity, in terms of identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation diversity also. So sometimes what is seen as a difficulty or as a challenge, it becomes an opportunity when you keep your core values as a firm.
And what are the best practice tips? So do you have some do's and don'ts that have developed over the years with respect to diversity?
Yes, we have learned that it's very important to set out responsibilities between managing teams. We have a diversity unit in our human resources team, which takes care specifically of diversity. It was very much focused on gender, as I said at the beginning, as the key issue for any law firm. But now, during the last 5 years, it has expanded its role also in other areas of diversity, such as recruiting people with disabilities and identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation diversity. Another do is not to be afraid to cooperate with external professionals on each area of diversity. We don't know it all, although we are lawyers. We do not know it all. And one thing is knowing the law and helping our clients. Another different thing is applying yourself the medicine. And as good lawyers, we have to admit that external advice is very much needed and very high value. And on the don'ts, I would say do before we explain. Let's not talk, let's not say, let's do first. Then explaining and talking would be much easier. So I would say these are the do's and don'ts that we have learned. Probably there are many more, and that will come others in the near future. We're learning by doing.
Yeah, I like your do's and don'ts, especially the fact and that we have to know as lawyers that lawyers might be good lawyers, but should also rely on external advice on certain non-legal topics. I fully agree.
Indeed.
And as just said, you have offices worldwide. Are there different needs and views on diversity across your offices? So to what extent is it possible for you as a multicultural law firm to develop a common set of values?
I retake what I said before. It has to be, maybe the content is not different. The rhythm may be different. The tempos may be different. Because it is true that now we are seen as a firm that has offices in all the continents, but there are continents in which we are very well established and we share common values and common culture, or at least closer cultures. There are other jurisdictions in which our expansion is very recent. So it is also a matter of integrating teams and persons, not only values. So this takes time, and the path has to be walked at the right tempo without waiving core values. So diversity will be there. You have to be very aware of that integration is not only an integration of values and abstract concepts, it's an integration of people and ways of working. So tempos are fine. I mean, we don't have to run. The path has to be walked profoundly and with certainty rather than fastly.
Now shifting our discussion a little bit more to our daily work as lawyers, to our clients, to our matters. Is diversity more demanded by your clients nowadays?
It is. It is. Clients ask us when they are evaluating whether they want to instruct us and be part of their value chain, they are demanding data on how responsible we are on managing negative impacts of our activity. And one of it, it's how do we manage diversity, how diverse we are, and how do we manage diversity as a company. We cannot forget that we are part of a value chain of our clients. We are providers of one of the services they need to carry their economic activity. So they do demand data on diversity, amongst many other parameters, and sometimes very detailed data that we cannot always provide because, you are also an EU European law firm, and you know that there is data protection policy, so there are certain issues that you cannot ask your employees to tell, as, for example, what is their religious belief or what is their identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation, etc. But we have to learn ways to know how diverse is our team so that we can explain our clients. Indeed, they do demand more and more this kind of data from how responsible we are in the area of diversity, amongst many others.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Ha sido un gran placer hablar contigo.
Thank you, Martin. It was my pleasure to be talking to you these days, and I hope to see you all very soon in Spain. Thank you.
Weitere Informationen finden Sie auf gleislutz.com.